Blackstone Audio presents Dr. Blood Money by Philip K. Dick. Chapter 1. Early in the bright sun-yellowed morning, Stuart McConchie swept the sidewalk before Modern TV Sales and Service, hearing the cars along Shattuck Avenue and the secretaries hurrying on high heels to their offices, all the stirrings and fine smells of a new week, a new time in which a good salesman could accomplish things. He thought about a hot roll and coffee for his second breakfast, along about 10. He thought of customers whom he had talked to returning to buy, all of them perhaps today, his book of sales running over, like that cup in the Bible. As he swept, he sang a song from a new Buddy Greco album, and he thought, too, how it might feel to be famous, a world-famous great singer that everyone paid to see at such places as Harrah's in Reno, or the fancy, expensive clubs in Las Vegas, which he had never seen but heard so much about. He was 26 years old, and he had driven, late on certain Friday nights, from Berkeley along the great 10-lane highway to Sacramento and across the Sierras to Reno, where one could gamble and find girls. He worked for Jim Ferguson, the owner of Modern TV, on a salary and commission basis, and, being a good salesman, he made plenty. And anyhow, this was 1981, and business was not bad. Another good year, booming from the start, where America got bigger and stronger and everybody took more home.
"Morning, Stuart."
Nodding, the middle-aged jeweler from across Shattuck Avenue passed by. Mr. Crody, on his way to his own little store. All the stores, the offices, opening now. It was after 9. And even Dr. Stockstill, the psychiatrist and specialist in psychosomatic disorders, appeared, key in hand, to start up his high-paying enterprise in the glass-sided office building.